Autobiography of Thoth the Nobleman. Memories of the New Kingdom, Volume 5. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2023. Published by Digital Ink Production in 2023. Foreword. Thoth the Nobleman was a herald of Queen Hatshepsut and her young son Thutmose III, who seems to have died while she was still ruling Egypt, as his autobiography refers to her as the King of Egypt. After she died, Thutmose III tried to remove all records to her being king, although she was still mentioned in newly written biographies as the divine wife and chief royal wife of the pharaoh Thutmose II. Thoth the Nobleman reports that he was trusted by Queen Hatshepsut more than anyone else, as he kept quiet about what was happening in the palace. This statement may not be entirely true, as the architect Senenmut is generally considered to have been her lover. Another theory is that Senenmut may have been a homosexual friend of hers, which would then open the possibility that Thoth the Nobleman was her lover. Graffiti depicting a female or hermaphrodite pharaoh having sex with a man was discovered in an incomplete temple near the mortuary temple of Hatshepsut, which is generally assumed to have been a representation of Senenmut. However, only the image survives without any writing that identifies the man, who could have been any Egyptian man, including Thoth the Nobleman, or simply intended as a representative figure of a generic male intended to insult the king by depicting him as a female. As this graffiti is depicted close to the massive and iconic mortuary temple of Hatshepsut, it is clear that at least some of the men in Egypt did not view her as a king even late in her reign. Thoth the Nobleman described working on many major projects throughout the reign of Queen Hatshepsut, including her mortuary temple, the temples at Karnak, and the mysterious Hahut, a great sanctuary of Amen on his horizon in the west, which may have been an early reference to the oracle temple of Amen in the Shiva oasis. Thoth the Nobleman also reported working on the ceremonial boat of Amen called Amen's Mighty of Prow. 3 centuries later, when the high priest of Amen Herheru attempted to replicate this deed, it led to the problematic voyage of Wenamun. Autobiography of Thoth the Nobleman. Thanks to Amen-Ra, and praise to His Majesty when he rises in the eastern sky, for the life, strength and health of the King of Egypt Hatshepsut and of the King of Egypt Thutmose III, who are endowed with life, stability, serenity and health like Ra forever. I filled the office of Chief Herald, passing orders. I directed the craftsmen who were working on the great boat, which is called Amen's Mighty of Prow, at the edge of the river. It was overlaid with the very best gold of the highlands, the splendor of which illumined all Egypt. It was made by the Queen of Egypt Hatshepsut, in connection with the monuments which she made for his father Amen-Ra, Lord of the Thrones of the Two Lands, who is endowed with life like Ra forever. I filled the office of Chief Herald, passing orders. I directed the craftsmen who were working on the palace, the horizon of the god, and on the work of the great throne, which was built of the very best iron from the mountains. A perfect work to last forever, which was made by Hatshepsut in connection with the monuments which she made for her father Amen-Ra. I filled the office of Chief Herald, passing orders. I directed the craftsmen who were working on the shrine of Maat. The framework of the doors were made of iron made by Hatshepsut.